This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A high-level Azerbaijan government source tells ABC News there is new evidence that the Azerbaijani Airlines plane yesterday may have been shot down by a Russian surface-to-air missile. Investigators examining the flight data recorder, ABC News national security and defense analyst Mick Mulroy.
It is very dangerous because of all this aerial combat operations. And now we can see that there is some undisciplined, potentially soldiers manning air defense systems in Russia that would shoot down an aircraft that was likely transpondering that they were a friendly civilian aircraft.
A new round of Israeli air attacks in Yemen today targeted the Houthi rebel-held capital and an airport, which the Israeli military says were being used to help smuggle Iranian weapons. Iran's foreign ministry condemning the strikes. New data shows holiday sales rose this year nearly 4% over last year, says MasterCard Spending Pulse. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. President Donald Trump is promising tariffs on imported products from overseas as well as from our neighbors to the north and south once he takes office. How would a tariff on imported oil from Canada affect gas prices in the Midwest? Here's Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy.
Definitely the Midwest and Rockies. These are the two regions of the country that have long had stable access and pipelines that flow directly down from Canada. And that's why the Great Lakes and Rockies would be much more affected by this tariff potentially than anyone else.
DeHaan says that the increased cost of oil due to the tariffs and the added cost for refining it into fuel would be passed down to consumers here in the Midwest.
Never before have we seen basically the system that has worked, right? The status quo for decades could suddenly massively change overnight if Trump implements these massive tariffs. Having a tariff on Canadian oil, which is the primary oil we refine here in the Great Lakes, that would have a catastrophic impact on the type of oil that refineries here in our region are paying, and that's why it would be passed down to us.
Without tariffs, gas prices are expected to stay below $3 per gallon for several weeks here in Wisconsin. School libraries in Wisconsin will see more funding. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
A large influx has gone to school libraries. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski says over $70 million has gone out from Wisconsin's Common School Fund to public school libraries statewide. The fund is the largest financial resource for school libraries in the state and now has reserves of $1.5 billion. A statement says the investment will enable schools to enhance their library collections, upgrade technology, and improve overall services.
Wisconsin has over 400 public school districts as well as dozens of charter and private schools across the state.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. I'm Jimmy Kuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A winter weather advisory and dense fog advisory is in effect, with visibility dropping to less than a mile at times, and freezing fog, creating slick and slippery surfaces, as well as freezing rain moving in. Icy spots are possible before temperatures rise above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 33 at our studios. The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Weavers makes his return. We'll talk about the biggest issues in politics that will affect you headed into the new year. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Network across the state, wherever you're listening. Thank you for joining us today. I am not Maggie Dawn. I am Jimmy Cuska. I am the sports director here at Civic Media, and I am filling in today and tomorrow. We got a few more sports topics on the way tomorrow as I continue my mission to turn Civic Media from a news talk network into a sports network. I'm kidding. It's not my mission. It's just what I do when I get these chances on the air to talk sports, which is what I do here in just a second. Do want to thank everybody who's called in about the holiday and random acts of kindness. You can, we'll talk more about that later on in the show. So we'll bring that back for you later on. But before we get into all of that, coming up at 4 o'clock, Dom Salvia takes you the rest of the way this afternoon. That's coming up at 4 o'clock, the Dom Salvia Show, coming up an hour from now. So that's what's coming up here on Civic Media. Going to dive into the sports world here for just a bit, and on the line is Mike Clemens. He is our sports reporter and anchor for Civic Media, and he is currently in Green Bay covering the Packers as they get ready to play the Vikings on Sunday. Mike, it is great to have you on. I believe this is the first time we have collaborated at any kind on an on-air segment, so I'm really excited for this moment. How are you going? How's it going, Mike?
Good. How are you?
Doing great, man. It is a fun week. A lot of people celebrating the holidays. I always think of the whole show today. We've been talking about just kind things people have done for others or have done for them. And that's, to me, the spirit of whatever holiday you're celebrating this week, or even if you aren't celebrating one. So we spent some time on that, which has been uplifting here this first hour. But we have you on to talk a bit about the game on Sunday, which is now a later afternoon start as the NFL moved it up to a 3:25 game on Sunday, the Packers and the Vikings. I guess I'll just start with this, Mike. I mean, this matchup, as always, is very interesting and very fun. It's even more fun when both of the teams have the records they do going into the postseason, and both teams are in the playoffs. So just from the start, you were just talking to people in Green Bay. You had the press conference here just a bit ago. How are things progressing in Green Bay as they get ready for Sunday?
Well, first of all, I just asked Jordan Love, and then I asked right guard Sean Ryan the same question. I said, you know, there's all these playoff scenarios and what seed number, you know, you could be. You clinched a playoff spot the other night with the 34-0 win over the Saints. But, you know, this is also a rematch against, you know, the NFC North Division opponent that beat you earlier this year, you know, here at Lambeau. And so, I mean, what's sort of your motivation? And both of them looked at me like it's the Vikings. Like they want to beat the Vikings. They're fired up to beat the Vikings. They love the idea of going to U.S. Bank and returning the favor and beating them. And I think they think they're a better team than the one that they, you know, played than the where they were when they lost to the Vikings here. Was that week four or something here at Lambeau Field? You know, Jordan Love was coming off the knee injury that he suffered at the end of the week one down in Brazil against the Eagles. And so he wasn't 100%. And there's a lot of things that they have where they have found their identity, especially with Josh Jacobs the running back now. They seem to have an answer. When they get the red zone, they got Josh Jacobs back there, and he's going to find the goal line and score. So there's a lot of things that they think that they've improved. The Vikings, though, they've kept on winning, man. They've had a phenomenal year. And I asked Matt LaFleur, I said, what do you make of Sam Darnold? I mean, all those years with the Jets, then he had a cup of coffee with the Panthers. And he was with the 49ers. Do you think that Kyle Shanahan's looking at what Sam Darnold has done this year for his old buddy, Kevin O'Connell, and wondered, maybe I should have kept Sam Darnold instead of Brock Purdy? I mean, Sam Darnold's looked tremendous this year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's weird in the NFL how these things shake out, because there's a number of stories of quarterbacks who have gone from a franchise maybe that's underperformed, right? That, you know, you think of like the Jets or Cleveland or something, and then they go on somewhere else, and then all of a sudden they find success in a new home. And so there's an organizational aspect to it as well, I believe.
How about Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
it amazes you sometimes, right? Just what a change of scenery can do.
Right. Nathaniel Hackett gets fired, and his second year, Sean Payton comes there to Denver strictly to embarrass him, and you think the guy's career is over with. Then he gets into camp, and he's got this calf injury, and Justin Fields is out there. And even though they'd won, two out of three games as they were moving along, Mike Tomlin makes his decision like, okay, I think Russell's ready. We're going to put him in, and my gosh, he is just—he's been all the difference for them. He looks like a new guy out there. So you're right. If you're in the right system, right teammates, right head coach, getting the whole team ready, that can make a difference.
I want to ask before we let you go. Just the game is in Minnesota. We know the atmosphere there. With the new Earth—it's not new anymore. It's a new Earth Stadium. We know what challenges that could present. It's an indoor game. I just feel like with the Packers, with the style of play they have, which is pretty suited to all elements, being inside, for a game like this, it seems like it plays well given a lot of the speed they've showcased throughout the year. I've been pleasantly surprised, this year with just how fast they seem, especially on defense. I feel like a turf indoor field this late in the year, it kind of plays into a strength of theirs in a way.
Oh, I fully agree, Jimmy. I think that this is good timing for them. Even though they lost to the Lions, they still actually had a lot of production at Ford Field. They just got, they got behind. And that's the biggest thing that they can't do is let Sam Darnold go up by two or three touchdowns again, like the Vikings seem to have done to most of their opponents. The Vikings defense, Brian Flores, is so good at disguising their defenses, and that's, for Jordan Love to have to figure out at the line of scrimmage to what coverage they actually are in. But Christian Watson, wide receiver, bruised a knee on a 14-yard end run on Monday night against the Saints. Now, I believe he didn't practice today. He could go if he's okay. Jaire Alexander, though, who's been out with his torn PCL since October 27th in a game against the Jaguars, did not practice today. And LaFleur finally just came out and said, I don't think he's going to be ready for the Vikings game. And someone said, well, why? And he said, because of the knee. So it's like there's not, he won't say much else. Like there's some other behind-the-scenes drama from a guy that they had to suspend last year in terms of behavior. It's just he says, I'm not getting into the medical with it, but just, as a coach, we don't think he's ready. So he practiced yesterday again, but then he was limited today. He practiced last week and I think the week before that, but Jaire's not showing the coaches enough from what they're saying to get back on the field right now. And that's a shame.
Mike, I appreciate
it. Everybody's thinking.
Sorry, Mike. I just want to say I appreciate your insight here. I know that you had a time to be gone by, so I wanted to make sure you got out in time, but I appreciate the insight from all the coverage you have of Packers Vikings, which I'm sure we'll hear more here on the Civic Media Network here in the lead up to it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you. Mike Clemens again. He is our Civic Media sports reporter and anchor. You hear him in our news updates all throughout the day on any station in Civic Media. It's amazing. You have a guy like Mike who travels to all these games and he literally goes to all these games. He's in the locker room talking to people. You read the news headlines on whatever website, a sports website of choice. Some of them are prompted by questions that Mike asks in the locker room and things, which is just a tremendous credit to have someone like him to work with here. Our sports department here, Cardi, is two people strong. It is me and Mike, right? It's the Mike and Jimmy show, right? Mike has by far the harder job. much higher profile job. I appreciate having Mike and all the insights he does because my world is more high school and small college sports, right? I've been broadcasting the WIAC since 2003. I've been doing high school sports a little bit longer than that. That's been my world for most of my career. I've had stints, you know, with other teams and, you know, did stuff with the Badgers for a long time, but my meat and potatoes is kind of the smaller end of things with high school and colleges, the more local things. And Mike has been covering the Bucks, Brewers, Packers for longer than I've been alive, to be honest with you. He's a tremendous, tremendous person to have on to talk sports. And I know that people listening to Civic Media are like, hey, where's all the talk? Where's all the politics or whatever? Well, I'm the sports director here, so this is the contractually mandated sports segment of the program
today. There's some politics in sports, just a little bit, you know?
yeah, there's a lot of crossover these days and things, but I do appreciate Mike having time to talk to us. Again, that game on Sunday is in Minnesota. It's a 3:25 kickoff, so for those of you who thought it was at noon, it's now later, so if you show up to tailgate at 9 in the morning, well, you've got a six-hour tailgate session, and I'm telling you, man, that is stuff of legends if you can make it 6 hours on a tailgate. But Packers at Vikings this week. The Packers game against the Bears, final week of the year. They won't set times for that until after Monday Night Football, but I would. It's all but certain they're going to be a noon game just because the Packers, I don't think, will have a seed to play for necessarily. Like, I don't know if they can move up or down, but that depends on the results this week. If they have something to play for in terms of moving around, they might move that game to an afternoon start, but there's no win and get in. Packers have clinched. They're in the playoffs, so you know they'll play again the week after the Bears. But if you're looking at those game times for the stations on our network that carry it, we don't know anything beyond this Sunday. So 1 o'clock pregame on our stations in the company WRJN, WRCO, and WCQM. If you're listening on the Civic Media Network, that is where we air the Packers. So great to have a resource like that in the company. Just, hey, I want to talk about the Packers for a second. They got a big game against the Vikings. Let's go to a guy who's literally in the locker room interviewing Jordan Love right now.
That is literally insane.
What a flex crazy. That is, you know? But it does go to show you there's a lot of attention and care paid to the various things we do here in the network. You know, whether it's sports, news, politics, we've got it pretty much covered in any angle. And I know, again, these talk shows typically dive heavy into the more important things in our lives, right? Like people are want to know what's happening in the legislature that's affecting their lives. They want to know about the things happening in their communities. And I believe that the local teams do such a great job of that. And our talk hosts do a great job of highlighting those different things. Me, myself, today on the day after a holiday break, maybe I haven't done enough in terms of getting the word out there about important topics, but I did want to spread some joy. You know, this week is this part of the year, end of the year is all about that. And we've been talking about the random acts of kindness that we've done for others or others have done for us. We've had a couple of just amazing stories shared from different parts of the state by people who have called in. And we want to hear from you the rest of the way till 4 o'clock at 855-75-CIVIC or 855-752-4842. You can also text us, leave a comment. You can send me a tweet or a blue sky. What is a blue sky thing? Message on blue sky, whatever, Facebook, however you want to reach me. I think I still have a Live Journal. I think I have a MySpace somewhere. You can find me anywhere at Jimmy Cuska, and we'll talk about it. I really enjoy hearing about these things, though, because I think that's something that inspires us all to do more for others. So much fun. All right, we have more Maggie Dawn Show coming up. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Dom Salvia Show right now. We're taking your calls and more next here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. Be looking for another challenge in 2025. Defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Network. I'm Jimmy Cuska, taking you along till 4 o'clock when we have the Dom Salvia Show on the air here on the Civic Media Network. I am filling in again tomorrow. And, Cardi, I know that for you, that's probably hazard pay to deal with me for two straight days, right?
So, no, good, man.
It'd be really, really random and fun. Tomorrow, I do have a couple of topics. Both are sports-related. And I chose the ideas, one, because I'm a sports guy, right? That's what the title says, sports director. But one of them is a book author, and I had him come on because the book's not even coming out for like 4 or 5 months. But he decided to take a topic. He wanted to find out how an NBA championship team was built in the late 60s, early 70s. He's an author who's above my age, so we weren't alive for the first time the Bucks won a championship. Over 50 years ago, and we wanted. I asked him, like, what got you interested in the history of something that happened, you know, before you were born? And that's what I asked him in an email. I said, well, what got you actually motivated to do this? And he's like, so I just started researching stuff for like the stuff I'm doing now, and it was just really, really interesting. So he followed like a breadcrumb trail to coming up with this idea that, hey, this could be a book idea. You got a publisher, and the book is coming out now. And I'm like, that's fascinating. So I can't wait to talk to him about that process, because I think a lot of people, as they're putting together like New Year's resolutions, right, next week, I think high on the list of people having life goals, I think there's a lot of people who secretly wish they could, you know, write a book or publish a book, right? That's a pretty common like life goal. And to hear from somebody who actually does one, and you know, for the first time, I found it fascinating what motivated them to do that. It's on my list. At some point, I'd like to write a book, but what I'd write a book about, I have no idea.
Sports.
I do a lot of time doing research for like sports histories, you know, because that's what I broadcast. But I never thought of any point in my life, I'm like, hey, I should take all this material and publish a book with it, you know, especially because I can't read my own handwriting. But it is absolutely amazing stuff to research any topic and just you go through your notes and you're like, hey, you know, there's a story here. Let's see what it can turn into. It goes from being maybe a blog piece or a podcast segment, you grow it into a published form, a book of all things. So I was really curious to see that process. So tomorrow, Jordan Tresky, who's a podcast host who covers the Bucks and the Packers, will talk about his book tomorrow. It is really fascinating to, you know, to hear from people who put effort into things. But Building the Milwaukee Bucks is the book. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Also on tomorrow's show, the high school football playoffs postseason could vastly change in Wisconsin. And I covered this the last time I filled in for a show here on Civic Media, but there's been an update to it. Last time I talked to the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association, they were in the process of surveying head coaches around the state. Do we want to change how teams get into the playoffs in Wisconsin in football? Because unlike other high school sports in the state where every team gets in, football limits the field because of the nature of the sport. You can only play a game a week. And if we let everybody in, we'd still be playing high school football games right now in December, right? So they have to limit the field. And we'll talk about how that could change after a mishap in setting the field and a lot of frustration about a not very transparent process about seeding the playoff field and how it left two communities out of the postseason, two programs out this year. We're going to talk about that tomorrow with the president of the WFCA, Brian Kaminsky, who's also the head coach at Sun Prairie East. He'll join us tomorrow as well. So for those of you who tune in looking for that news and the sport and the politics, I apologize for that. You got stuck with the sports director for a couple of days. We're going to talk some sports. We did in a segment with Mike Clemens here just a moment ago. But I want to get us back on track from the sports part. I want to bring it back because we have had a few people call in to share just some amazing stories of very small things, but acts of kindness or things they've done for others or that others have done for them and how it's influenced and or impacted them. And I feel like that's the real spirit of this time of the year, regardless of the holiday you aren't celebrating. When we get to this time of the year, it's kind of a nice way to kind of wrap up the year and acknowledge like, hey, you know, this person did this for me. And, you know, I think about it and it's inspired me to do other good things. I've shared a few of my own stories. Gardy shared a story from his upbringing. We've had a few people call in to talk about it. We'd love to hear from you on the program today at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. It would be great to hear from you, to hear some of these stories and share. The one we had shared from Sherry early in the show about our neighbor clearing out a trail so that they didn't have to walk their dog next to the highway. I mean, that's just a small act of kindness, but that is some tremendous stuff, right? That is looking out for one another in a community. And that is really what I feel like is the spirit of this time of the year. So I love hearing about this stuff. So feel free to call in with that. We'll take calls on that all the way through 4 o'clock if you'd like to share. And, you know, other than that, as far as, you know, things happening in the world, I had shared a little bit earlier in the show about a commentary column I had written last week. I have another one coming out next week, a column just kind of on the football part of it as well. But last week wrote a piece that in the aftermath of the school shooting that happened in Madison, just what districts are doing. The state education convention is coming up next month. And wouldn't you know it, a lot of the panels are dealing with, you know, school security and safety. And that's usually one of the more well-attended parts of the state education convention. The biggest part of it the last 2 years has been school finances, right? But this has become, it's been a big issue for a long time, but schools are grappling with this as budgets get tighter and resources shrink across the state to help this issue. Just speaking from experience, when you go through it, it is a very expensive process to renovate a building, you know, a really old building, to change entryways to make it more secure or update, to electronic visitor passes or add a whole new camera system. Like, these are things that have actual costs and they take away from other areas, which I laid out at civicmedia.us. What we're going to do, though, because we are right at it, almost 3:30 here, we are going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, looking forward to hearing from some of you, going to dive into that a little bit as well with some of the education topics that are coming up. That was my final selected topic for today, talking about some of the things that we're looking forward to in the education world. So we'll do some of that as well. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. It is on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in today, and we'll have more coming up right after this. But we gotta get moving. Can't eat if we don't get paid. But I got us a better idea. Just pull up the covers and stay right here. For another 9 minutes, let the world stop. Steal a few moments from this old clock. Cause this is my dream and I wanna stay in it. For another 9 minutes.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The holidays are here, but what does that mean for the markets? I'm Ben Jarb with the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is here to explain what we should expect to see in trading during the holidays.
Yeah, as we get into the holiday window, trade really thins out, and sometimes you can get some pretty erratic movements because if things start falling one way or another or climbing one way or another, you know, there's just not somebody to step in front of the other side. So, you know, so far we've seen that on Monday, a fairly quiet trade will likely be that way on Tuesday as well. You know, as we start working towards that holiday trading schedule, and, you know, at this time frame, like I said, a lot of people will step out of the markets in terms of some of the speculation and things of that nature as we even start getting closer to the end of the year here as well. So the markets usually get quiet around this time frame unless we've got some type of just really glaring news. And, you know, that really has been kind of out of the marketplace overall.
John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing here saying that while we relax during the holidays, so do the markets. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those closing markets right after this.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Loss of appetite? Drop in milk production and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation.
Welcome back. Now let's take a look at those closing markets on this Christmas Eve. Cash crop corn closed up 3/4 at 448.5, and new crop corn remains even at 437.25. January soybeans closed up 5 3/4 at 975.25, while November soybeans are up 7 at 994. March wheat contracts are down 5 3/4 at 534.75, and July wheat are also down 5 3/4 at 552.5. January Class 3 milk contracts are trading down 6 cents at 1965 a hundredweight, and February contracts are up 29 cents at 1990. Cheese finished the day with barrels down 1 1/4 at 174, and 40-pound blocks are up 3/4 at 186. Butter finished up the day up 3 1/4 at 258. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A winter weather advisory and dense fog advisory is in effect, with visibility dropping to less than a mile at times, and freezing fog creating slick and slippery surfaces, as well as freezing rain moving in. Icy spots are possible before temperatures rise above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 33 at our studios.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Weavers makes his return. We'll talk about the biggest issues in politics that will affect you headed into the new year. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Network. I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director here at Civic Media, filling in today and tomorrow. As you might imagine, there are some sports-themed segments to this program when I'm involved. Tomorrow, going to talk about a book written about the Milwaukee Bucks of old, and also going to talk about some changes that could be on the way for high school football postseason in Wisconsin. So that'll be coming your way tomorrow. Earlier today, joined by Mike Clemens, who previewed Packers and Vikings, which again is coming up on Sunday. That is always a fun matchup, especially when you grow up in Northwestern Wisconsin like me, where you got a pretty good mix of Packers and Vikings fans or Wisconsin and Minnesota fans, given your proximity to the Twin Cities. Did you know that growing up in that area of the state, by the way, it took me until I was 19 years old to get to my first Brewers game. But in my high school, our field trips took us to Minnesota Twins games because Twin Cities were 90 minutes away and Milwaukee's almost 4 hours away. So Western Wisconsin is a very interesting mix of Wisconsin and Minnesota fandoms. So the border battle, the Packers-Vikings thing means a lot more in a household like mine, where you've got bragging rights on both sides. And usually you have a lot of people rooting against one another, especially when they take place near a holiday or another family event, which is always pretty fun. But theme of today's show is, man, something that's been kind of near to me because I spent a lot of time volunteering, a lot of it in youth mentorship, but, you know, donating time and my ability to help, you know, in any way I can help people, especially this time of year. I mentioned earlier, something small, just went and delivered some holiday meals. Another group of people came up with the idea. I just lent a vehicle and the ability to Google addresses on my phone to get things to people, have a short conversation with people, maybe people that don't get out much. Maybe they don't, you know, they have no idea that, like, hey, the guy that's delivering food is a high school football coach in town or whatever. It's just a fun way to get out and involved in the community. And this is not a unique thing. This happens in almost every community in Wisconsin. I think of, there's a car dealership near my hometown that every year this time of year, they give away a free car to a family in need. You know, they have people write an essay, a short essay about why this person, you know, needs a vehicle. And it's great to see these stories of people coming together, nominating somebody, and then that person getting something that they so clearly need. And, you know, Cardi, we've both shared some stories of some of the things that have happened, you know, throughout the holidays here, right? And acts of kindness that have influenced us or impacted us, or things that we've done for others. We've heard from callers who called in to share their stories. A couple of very wonderful stories we heard in the first hour, but it's not just the community I live in, Cardi, where you live, there are great things happening as well.
I definitely agree. And with that being said, there was an event that I was a part of over the weekend on the 24th. It's called the RBG Gift Pack. It's located in Wisconsin. It's publicized all on the news. They had a TMJ4 out there, WISN 12. Activist Von Mays was the person that constructed everything, put it together with Ashanti Hamilton. And it's just basically going out to neighborhoods, giving kids gifts, knocking on doors, making sure that, you know, they're taken credit of. You know, there's some parents that aren't able to give for their kids. There's a lot of, you know, parents that, you know, when Christmas comes, they're just empty handed and their kids are seeing everyone else open up toys. And we just want to be able to, you know, be that Santa Claus, you know, for everyone in the same sense. So, yeah, we had a good thing with that. Shout out to the community of Milwaukee for, you know, orchestrating that. Evolve Community Church, located on 76 in Good Hope. They were pretty good in allowing us to meet there and congregate there. We had a prayer session there as well, too. And if they want to check anything out on that, they can look at TMJ4 news article. They'll be able to type in the RBG gift back, and they'll be able to see all the stuff from the, you know, the videos and the audio and read some of the commentary from there as well, too.
Were you ever on the receiving end of anything like this when you were younger?
I've never been a kid that was, you know, the one to get anything. I was the one that was, you know, I'll go to the stores and I'll, you know, there's the bubblegum machine and, you know, you want to go there and, hey, mom, you got a couple quarters so I can do that. I was that kid, you know? So, yeah. I mean, other than that, maybe I can probably imagine maybe one Christmas where I went to the mall. That was Northridge Mall, if you're familiar with that area. A long time ago, actually. So some of the kids probably might not know about that. But, yeah, sitting on Santa's lap and, you know, just getting one of the novelty toys that they give you, you know, all the generic toys that they give every kid that goes there, a little train set or, you know, a little car or whatever, you know. I think that's probably the only thing that I remember at the time frame.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, you know, for us, when we do our Christmas, my kids are still young enough, so Santa for them is very important, right? And so what we've done, because, you know, everybody's got a different situation, right? We do the gifts from Santa. The Santa gifts are typically the, you know, the things that I think anybody could give, right? It could be a book. It could be a small toy, like you mentioned. It could be something like that. And we save all the bigger things. We say, yeah, this is for mom and dad. You know, whether, you know, what, some electronic device or, you know, this, I think one of the things we had this year was a thing to help with shooting a basketball, you know, for 8-year-old. Shooting at a 10-foot hoop is pretty tough. So just helping them out and making sure you can get the right shooting form. Because right now, if you imagine this, third graders in basketball are like chest passing to the hoop because they have to use their whole body to get the ball up 10 feet to try to make a basket. But when you're younger, you got to get that right shooting form. And so that's what we got for him. But I think of that because when you talk about, you know, what families can have and what they can provide, things like that. And we try to do that so that, you know, our kid doesn't go to school and say, hey, Santa got me a video game or something. And other kids are like, well, Santa got me socks. You know, well, that's not very fun. Why does Santa like one kid more than the other? So we try to avoid that best we can. But in our family, we celebrate, obviously, Christmas. It's pretty typical of people living in rural Wisconsin. That's the main holiday. But I know there's a lot of holidays kind of overlapping right now, especially today. You know, it's the day after Christmas, but it's also, you know, Hanukkah began last night. Kwanzaa begins today. We've got Boxing Day. I don't know if people celebrate that necessarily in Wisconsin.
Okay,
but that's
Canada.
There's a lot of different observations that happen near the end of the year. And then, of course, we get into New Year's next week. So we turn around and we have yet another holiday that goes through, although probably not as big of a deal for people. Maybe it's just because I'm old, but my old age and my late 30s, New Year's to me used to be a really important holiday. And now it's like, okay, yeah, yay, it's going to be midnight in 3 hours. I'm going to bed. when you're younger, that's a much bigger deal, right, to make it to midnight. But I feel like now, like, if I let my kids stay up till midnight, it's just problems the next day. So
yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. Oh, man.
Well, we've been sharing our acts of kindness in the spirit of this time of the year, and we would certainly appreciate hearing from you at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Whether you want to share something you've done for others, not necessarily to offer yourself a pat on the back, but to inspire others maybe to take that courageous step of going out and helping somebody else in need. Or if somebody's done something for you, as we've heard from a couple of people on today's show, just hearing from people talk about those stories, I think it's inspiring. It takes a certain level of, like, you know, I'm going to take this step. And it's not something people can be accustomed to doing, especially if, you know, you're used to staying in your own lane. If you're not somebody who accepts help readily, you know, if you're someone who's a do-it-yourself type person, it takes some courage to step out and say, I'm going to accept this from someone, or I'm going to step out and help somebody else. And it took me a long time to learn the first part of that, accepting help from others, because I grew up without a lot of the things that, you know, most kids, you know, expect when they grow up. It's not unique to anything or anything, but I had to work my way up from living in a vehicle to getting an apartment to eventually being able to own a house. You know, like it took time for that to happen and a lot of work. But it was hard because I didn't like accepting that help from other people. But I had to learn that or as I got older, and now I do accept that. And I try to pay it back too, which is why the other end of it, volunteering and stepping out and helping people, I've never had a problem with that, which is why I've spent a lot of time in youth sports or mentoring or things like that. And why whenever we have these stories in our communities, in whatever news market I've been in, I am so happy to share about whatever the big event is, whether it's the gift giveaway for kids, being run by a local organization, or just anything really in that regard. I just find it that this time of year, it can mean a lot to people that might not otherwise see these things coming their way. And I think that really embodies the spirit of what we try to do when we have these kind of gatherings, you know, whether we're bringing friends or family together, whatever it is, we're looking out for one another. We're doing good things for one another. And that's the important thing, I think, for me anyway, this time of year. Maybe it isn't for others, but for me, that seems to be the most important part of this. You know, I people talk about the things they get, but I like to talk about the experiences that we have and the things that we share with other people. And that's why I thought today was a good day to kind of get it out there. It's the, you know, for a lot of people, they've had some time off this week. It's right around that time of year where you think about these things. So I've been grateful to hear a lot of these stories, Cardi. And I'm great to hear your story too, because I think that's something we don't think about necessarily, is that there's kids that, you know, man, I get a lot this time of year. And I know there's a lot of organizations that put together these kind of things, but being directly involved in that, I mean, that's gotta be a good feeling.
Yeah. Directly going door to door has more of a lasting effect on people, on the kid, on a community, on yourself as well, because you create those memories as opposed to just, you know, donating to an organization and hoping that they're going to be able to do something about it. You know, you're the actual person donating, and then you're out there actually canvassing and then giving it to the person. So you get to see the expression on their face when they get that gift, you know?
I know that's what it was like for me. You know, I this week, just something as simple, you know, I only made, I think, 30 deliveries or something, but like, just, hey, here's a free meal, you know, enjoy the holidays. Like, that, it's such a small thing, right? But right. Man, it is, you know, for some people don't have a lot of contact with the outside world. Some people are very content to just hang back, you know, and let, you know, let the world kind of happen to them. But it is certainly, I like I said, it takes a certain mindset to just get out there and do stuff. And I know for me, it's not even that, just so much that warm, fuzzy feeling or anything like that. It's just knowing that, you know, if the community around me is strong, then it just makes things so much better, even in my own world. And I just, you know, and we see it, and we've seen a lot of examples of it. You know, this time of year, we get to hear a lot about it in regards to the holidays, but just even throughout the year, when people rally around one another to help out, it is really inspiring stuff. So that's why I want to spend a whole lot of time talking about it today. And you do have a little bit of time to get in if you want to at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can share your story of inspiration this time of year. Random acts of kindness, something that someone has done for you that's been nice or inspiring to you, or how you've tried to go out of your way to help others. These are the things we want to hear about. As much as I would love to go on the air and talk about the latest PlayStation or whatever, like, hey, you know, I do appreciate hearing from people about the nice things I do for others. Coming up tomorrow, again, on the program, we are going to talk a little bit more in the sports realm. We're going to dive into a book being written about the old school Milwaukee Bucks, pre-first championship, building the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll do that tomorrow, and we'll also have a quick discussion on the high school football postseason. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll switch over to the Dom Salvia show. But right now, we want to hear about the random acts of kindness and things this holiday season. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Cardi, looks like we have someone on the line.
Yes, we do. Let's cure in real quick. Got about 30 seconds.
How's it going?
Shelby, you're on the line.
Hi.
Hey, Shelby, you want to tell us your Christmas story?
Yes. I just wanted to say that my dad is a Marine, and he is housebound. He got lung cancer at 79 and beat that. So he had us all go out shopping for Toys for Tots. And Toys for Tots is an incredible organization. So anybody who's going to give gifts next year, take that money and give it to, go buy toys and give it to Toys for Tots.
Awesome.
I am on board with that, Guardy. I am on board with that. Thank you for the call. We are out of time in this segment, so we got to wrap here. But that is, again, if you're going to do anything with your money in this time of the year, do it for the kids, man. Do it for the kids. Kids deserve the best. I will always say that. Kids deserve the best. It is the Maggie Dawn Show on Civic Media. We'll wrap up the show next. You, again, are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio. We got to clear out all these holiday songs for the rotation now. We have them in, then we might as well use them, right? Welcome back to the Maggie Dodge Show here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Cuska. We are here for another few minutes, and then the Dom Salvia Show is on your way next. But we are wrapping up the show, hearing about the acts of kindness this holiday season. Whatever you're celebrating or aren't celebrating, we want to hear about how things have, maybe a random act of kindness has changed your world for the better, or maybe something you've done to help inspire others. That has been the theme of today's show. I just felt like coming back from a break myself, coming after Christmas, these are the things I want to hear about today. Let's uplift each other here going into the new year. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We have a few more minutes to get a couple more people in here carding it. Looks like we got somebody else on the line.
Jimmy on the line. Jimmy, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello,
welcome
Jimmy
into the Maggie Dog Show. What's on your mind?
So the previous caller mentioned doing stuff for the kids like Toys for Tots. There's another charity in Madison if you're interested doing something for the kids, and that's the Madison Area Music Association, otherwise known as the Mamas. They help put musical instruments in the hands of kids. They donate money and instruments to schools in the Dane County area. They also have the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship Program that helps further musical education in college, and also Mama Cares, which helps out-of-pocket medical expenses for a local artist here in the Madison area. And you can get more information about that at themamas.org.
You're speaking my language as a former music major in college and a former band nerd whose band instructor was a very a driving force in getting me to go to college and pursue any kind of education. So this is tremendous. I talk a lot about sports and extracurricular activities helping kids in school achieve more. But boy, music was what did it for me, because I was, I don't know if you can tell, I was never a great athlete, but I was really good at music. And this is fascinating. So can you give us that website one more time, just so we have it?
You bet. It's themamas.org. Themamas.org.
Perfect. Ways to help kids. Thank you for the call. ways we can help kids achieve more and do things greater in life. That is awesome. I love it. Spreading the cheer and the joy of things this time of the year. Making sure we help out one another, especially helping out kids this time of year. Always an important part of what we do as adults. When it comes to whatever holiday you're celebrating, making sure we take care of them. We had talked a bit about some of the different events that happen in your community, and I guarantee you, if you're listening to one of our stations, your local news anchor has probably promoted whatever local, if it's a toy drive, if it's a fundraiser, it's been on the airwaves at some point. We've got nearly a dozen reporters around the state that bring you the local things happening by you. And I know in a couple of our stations' cases, they actually host these things themselves, and they take the donations and distribute them, which is, I feel like one of the greatest things you can do as a broadcast entity is finding a way to give back like this. And I know whether it's TV, whether it's radio, print, whatever it is, that typically a local media organization with, people in house, people in the community, they're going to find a way to give back somehow. And that's been something I know in my various stops in my life, that's been something that's been big for me. And I know that here at Civic Media, we have had a number of things just this year, whether it's been stuff that's happened like a natural disaster or whether it's just been the seasonal things that we've done. I know that our company has done a lot too to try to give back to charities, to organizations, to help locally with our stations and helping people in need this time of year. And honestly, that's one of the best things about working here for me. I don't know about you, Cardi. I mean, yeah, the paycheck is nice, right? But being able to help others is also a very, very good factor. And
I wholeheartedly agree with you on that 100% there, Jimmy. For sure, yeah. Man.
Although, I was saying with that contest we just had, the grown-up gift list.
Oh, yeah.
I keep waiting to see if anybody who won the espresso machine would be willing to, in an act of holiday kindness, donate that to the sports department here at Civic. Because I'll tell you what, having one of those right here next to the workstation, that would be pretty awesome.
That's crazy, man. That's fire, man. Maybe. Okay. We'll have to see. We'll see. Listeners out there, yeah, man.
I'm hoping everybody who took part in that contest enjoyed that was a lot of fun to be a part of over the air. Coming up tomorrow here on the Maggie Don Show, I'm back to fill in once again. Going to talk about a book being written about the older era Milwaukee Bucks. We're talking the late 1960s, early 1970s, how the Bucks built an NBA championship before we had the free agency and the craziness of mega media deals. How did the Bucks build an NBA championship winner that also essentially allowed the Bucks to remain in Milwaukee to this day? What was the blueprint like then? Jordan Tresky, who wrote the book on it, which will be coming out early 2025, he will be joining me tomorrow to talk about his book, the process behind writing it. What inspires a guy who wasn't alive for this championship run to go back in history and say, I want to write about this and tell this story? So very curious to hear about his process and the book itself. He'll join me tomorrow. High school football in Wisconsin could have some big changes to the way it's organized in the postseason. I'll be joined by Wisconsin Football Coaches Association President Brian Kaminsky tomorrow to give us an update on where things are heading and how it could be in place as soon as this fall if it goes through all the various levels of WIAA approval. So a little more sports theme tomorrow, as you would expect from me, the sports director here at Civic Media. I am Jimmy Cuska. This is day one of me filling in on the Maggie Don Show. I have another day coming up tomorrow, and I'm hoping to join us then. Big thanks to Cardi, the MVP of the show, for keeping us going here today. And also to our guest, Mike Clemens, for being on the Talk Packers Vikings. Again, I'm Jimmy Cuska. You've been listening to the Maggie Don Show here on Civic Media. Have a great evening, everybody, and happy holidays. I wrestle with the feeling that the days start way too soon. I hit the button just to buy a little time to keep you.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams makes his return. We'll talk about the biggest issues in politics that will affect you headed into the new year. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants.
three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More than 400 flights have been delayed and dozens more canceled today at airports in Dallas and Houston. It's having a ripple effect of delays throughout the system. Severe thunderstorms firing up in parts of Texas could trigger high winds, hail, and potential tornadoes, says the National Weather Service. Holiday sales rose this year nearly 4% higher than last year, says MasterCard Spending Pulse. U.S. official telling ABC News there are early indications a Russian anti-aircraft system may have hit the Azerbaijan Airlines jet that crashed in Kazakhstan. ABC News national security and defense analyst Mick Mulroy.
If Russia did shoot at this aircraft, they have the evidence that they did it. So if they're concealing this and it becomes the investigation determines that it was a strike from a Panzer S, then they're obviously complicit, not only in doing it, but in the cover-up.
A new round of Israeli air attacks against Houthi rebels in Yemen. This is ABC News.